This is the Flavors Radio Show International, broadcasting the revolution in soul. 100% free, 24/7, 365. We are live. Cannabis culture and hip-hop culture music. If you liking the music you hearing, go join the mailing list and get your free downloads at www.homiemade.org or .com. You'll get there. Join that mailing list now.
Hey, yo, check it out. This is Danny Boy from the House of Pain. You got flavor, baby, pure flavor on the Flavor Radio Show. You don't stop. 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 You don't stop.
One, two, one, two. JC Superstar of Homie Made and FRS International. As Flavors Radio Show broadcasting a revolution in soul. With the 420cannabisculture.org research hub. And homiemadecrypto.com. The cannabis weed seed. Hip hop cryptocurrency art project. And the non-fungible remix project. Present you. Hold up, DJ. Turn off the beat. I don't want no distractions from the lyrics. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it, some people won't go near it. Right now, you are about to hear it. First up, you owe me money. I was the first to play you on radio, cause what you said on the EP was funny. But you sampled Pac and Big on the same track. And that was whack, not cause you ain't black, but because you ain't hip-hop, and that's fact. I better stack, you won't swear on a scripture hard back, that you ain't touched, licked, or been fucked by a cock and a ball sack. So blitz off drugs, you forgot, but let me remind you of that. Tell me which rave parties this happened at. You open the door to junkie and fag rap. That ain't hip-hop, and you are that. Everlast served you in one unreleased 3-minute track, and you admit to be gay in the opening line of your comeback. And where your 12 homies at? Because of you, number one can't get his life back. You bit a classic rap and a thug life get back. You don't even know the first rule of rap. Do not bite. Africa Bam said that. But you always looking for something to take a bite at. Your first tape, did Nas write that? Was you hopeful MC Search would put you on a track? Large Pro or a Zebrahead soundtrack? And now you fast rap? Twista does his nails while you look like you having a heart attack. Stop biting. For real, stop that. Brush your teeth. And give us hip-hop back. And now you God rap? You and your heroin homie do a praise track? Ha ha! Well, this is where the friendship ends. You made too much money from your sins. Spent your first albums, Baby Mama Killin'. And your lies making everyone in your family a global embarrassment. You ain't a killer. Pun ain't lied. You ain't never really even tried. Another whack rapper lie. And I. You're a junkie and I get high. Snoop, be real, ever lie, Search. They don't do drugs and they my guys. You got the whole world, even Dr. Dre, giving you potions, powders, pills, and crack a try. And that's the day that hip-hop died. Black African-American art killed by another white guy. I love black people with my heart and soul. And they are not. But honky, you're a nigga. As defined by Chris Rock, fee-fi-fo figure, I hate me a nigga. Oh, you mad? You want to shoot? You that figure? Your gun is empty. So go ahead and pull the trigger. Just like real hip hop and KRS, I got one that's bigger. You left hip hop disfigured, stole his soul like a grave digger. And you don't get no respect from the RZA. Dissing never lies. You also dissed Islam. And you broke every psalm in all of your songs. Now you grew a beard and born again for the win. Crying to gain favor with your new lefty alphabet loving libtard friends. Poor you and your self-loathing. You need Oprah and Phil for some life lessons. Anyway, I say you peace. And research my digital art installation. www.homiemade.org is where to begin. Battle me, why try? One take for your mind. JC Superstar don't fake. I'm real hip-hop. I've been down since day one. Born in 1974, a year after the birth of hip-hop. Live my life for the culture. First record, Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight, when I was 5 years old, given to me by Gene Riggins, the now head of Arista Black Music, who was an intern at Capitol Records in L.A., and gave me the promo copy pre-release 12-inch. I played that motherfucker on my Fisher-Price record player till the needle broke. 4 weeks after owning it, I could spit the whole 12-minute version off top. I'm real hip-hop. Real hip-hop. Came to Australia, 1989. Brought hip-hop with me. Started a crew. Did my first rap song at summer camp. Talent show. Pasadena Boys Club. I was like 12, 13 years old. Me and my homie got a tape on my ghetto blaster. Had 3 tape decks. You could pull one out for a Walkman. I dubbed Run DMC Raising Hell tape. Use the instrumental back and forth. Pause and play instrumental making. Wrote a song about the beautiful lifeguard at the pool at Camp Norris, the summer camp. She was fine, a real dime. She was the judge of the talent show. I spit my rhyme and got a 10. She came to my cabin after the show. Gave me a kiss on the cheek. Said she loved my rhyme. That was it. I was an MC from that point on. Came down under. Start me a group in high school in full effect. Real hip hop. We was doing Bell Biv DeVoe covers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Ronnie, Bobby, not Bobby wasn't there, it was Ronnie, Ricky Bell, and Michael Bivins. I was Michael Bivins. Another talent show at Wavell High School in Brisbane. My first year of high school in Australia, I did grade 10 and 12. Did Word to the Mother. And I said, grab your Bozak on stage in front of a whole bunch of Australians who ain't never heard nobody rap before in their life. Word up, real hip hop. Real hip hop, like that. I am hip hop. No question. Battle me, why try? Straight from the zebra head. Peace.
Yo, yo, what's going on? This is me, DMC, and the place to be, a.k.a. Daryl Mack, and that's a fact. Y'all know me. I'm down with Jay, and I flow with Joe. Run DMC.